Boyce roared out, "Boys, that fellow is Joaquin, damn it! Shoot him!" At the same instant, he himself fired, but without effect. Joaquin dashed down to the creek below with headlong speed and crossed with the intention, no doubt, to escape over the hills which ran parallel with the stream. Not only was there danger of falling 100 feet from the rocks, but he must run in a parallel line with his enemies and in pistol range for 100 yards. In fair view of him stood the whole company with their revolvers drawn. He dashed along that fearful trail as if he had been mounted upon a spirit steed, shouting as he passed, "I am Joaquin. Kill me if you can." Shot after shot came clanging around his head, and bullet after bullet flattened on the wall of slate at his right. In the midst of the first firing, his hat was knocked from his head and left his long black hair streaming behind him. He had no time to use his own pistol, but knowing that his only chance lay in the swiftness of his sure-footed animal, he drew his keenly polished bowie knife in proud defiance of the danger and waved it in scorn as he rode on. It was perfectly sublime to see such superhuman daring and recklessness. At each report, which came fast and thick, he kissed the flashing blade and waved it at his foes. He passed the ordeal, as awful and harrowing to a man's nerves as can be conceived, untouched by a ball and otherwise unharmed. In a few moments a loud whoop rang out in the woods, 1/4 mile distant, and the bold rider was safe.